Syrian troops are advancing in and around the northern city of Aleppo in an attempt to lay siege to insurgent-held parts of the city. If successful, the operation would be the biggest blow to the foreign-backed militants since they entered Aleppo 2 years ago. Meanwhile, the military commanders of the so-called Free Syrian Army have warned that the country risks, quote, a humanitarian disaster if its supporters do not send more weapons to help them fight the ISIL militants as well as government forces. So how is the situation evolving in Syria as the army is making more gains and the ISIL is fighting both in Syria and Iraq? Who is supporting and arming the ISIL? How can they afford to fight in two fronts? I'm Homa Lezgi and you're watching The Debate.
The Syrian army is gaining more ground in its fight against foreign-backed militants. Government troops have made further advances inside Aleppo, the country's largest city. They've recaptured a military academy in the city after retaking a key industrial area last week. Troops are battling to liberate the militant-held areas in the east and north of Aleppo. The latest gains come as troops have gained the upper hand against militants across the country. The insurgency in Syria erupted more than 3 years ago, with various militant groups fighting to overthrow the government of President Bashar al-Assad. The militants have been funded, armed and trained by the US as well as some of its Western and regional allies, namely Qatar, Turkey and Saudi Arabia. But in recent months, some militant groups described by the West as moderate forces have complained about a lack of enough support from the foreign backers, mainly the US. The militants, who the US call the moderate, say Washington has failed to fulfill its promises to provide them with sophisticated arms and ammunition. A spokesman for the opposition Syrian National Coalition has also said that the US is not allowing sophisticated weapons to be sent to the so-called Free Syrian Army, the FSA. Reports also say a US plan to arm the militants last summer was quickly downgraded to a limited quantity of arms. Complaints about insufficient support comes amid intensified offensives by the ISIL Takfiri extremists in Syria and Iraq. The ISIL extremists have seized parts of both countries and have declared land they hold as a caliphate. A few days ago, a number of FSA brigades threatened to lay down arms unless they are provided with military supplies. They say the ISIL poses superior weaponry compared to the FSA. In the meantime, reports citing Jordanian officials have said that the US trained the ISIL extremists at a secret base in Jordan 2 years ago. According to some US officials, including Senator Rand Paul, the US government has been arming the ISIL Takfiri extremists in Syria as they continue to fight government forces in Iraq and Syria. However, both Iraqi and Syrian government forces have made significant gains in battles against the ISIL. Now, time will tell whether they will be able to completely expel the extremists from their territories. Their success partly depends on how long the US continues to back the militants. The Takfiris are strongly condemned for crimes they have committed against civilians, as well as Iraqi and Syrian soldiers, over the past month.
You're watching The Debate. Joining us now from Madison is author and Middle East expert Mr. Kevin Barrett, and with us now from Washington, senior fellow with American Progress, Mr. Lawrence Korb. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for being with us. I'll put my first question to Mr. Korb in Washington. Mr. Korb, the army we're hearing is making more advances in Aleppo, while the Free Syrian Army and the coalition that's been supported by the West, they're calling for more weapons from their supporters. That raises the questions, where have the weapons already sent to the region gone to? Is the sign that the weapons that were sent by these supporters to these insurgents has actually reached the hands of the ISIL and other extremist groups, not the Free Syrian Army?
Well, I think the United States has been criticized for not sending any weapons. Up until now, the United States has only provided non-lethal assistance. And one of the reasons was they were concerned that if they sent weapons, they would end up in the hands of the extremists. Now, the extremists are doing very well for two reasons. One, the Assad government is actually helping them. They bought oil from them. And the other is they are better armed up to now than the moderates. So basically, what the Free Syrian Army wants, remember, these are people who started off in a very peaceful way. They just asked that we have a transition government, and the Assad regime turned on them, and basically then that brought the extremists in.
Mr. Kevin Barrett, let's bring him into the discussion as well. Ms. Barrett, I guess there, Mr. Korp, let's start with what he says. He says the U.S. has not been providing any weapons to these insurgents. Its assistance has been non-lethal. First of all, tell us about those comments, what you think there, and basically where are these weapons coming from? Who has been pouring these weapons and funds into the region that's now apparently in the hands of these extremist groups, especially the ISIL, which is fighting not just in Syria but in Iraq now?
Well, Mr. Korb is being a bit disingenuous, suggesting that the Assad government in Syria is responsible for arming ISIL due to buying oil from them. I don't know whether there's been any such purchase, but the fact of the matter is that that is obviously not where they're getting their arms. They're getting their arms from the deep state network that ties together the sort of unofficial real governments, not the elected governments, not the official governments, but the deep states of the United States, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Israel, with maybe throw in Qatar if you want to. There was a safari club that united the deep state apparatuses of these countries in the past, and something like it is still undoubtedly in place. So the United States has two policies. One is its official policy, which is opposed to ISIL and similar extremist Takfiri groups, which says it wants to hold Iraq together and so on. But the real policy is being run by the unofficial deep state, the government that has nothing to do with the elected officials who are supposed to be in charge. This is a plutocracy which intersects with organized crime. And this is the real government of the United States of America. Unfortunately, we don't have a democratically elected government here anymore. We don't have a constitution anymore. So this imperial deep state has been taking U.S. taxpayer dollars and probably a lot more CIA drug smuggling dollars. That there's a massive drug smuggling operation. U.S. military planes are flying heroin from Pakistan straight to the United States. Every day, a plane full of heroin is leaving Pakistan, heading for the West. The massive profits from this are being used to arm ISIL and to do other secret errands of this deep state. So ISIL is massively armed and funded by what we might call the real state of the West, which is a kind of an organized crime organization. And it would be nice if the official government would stand up against it and to and implement the official U.S. policy for the region, which is better than what's being currently carried out by this organized crime effort. That they've armed ISIL vastly more than they've armed the government in Iraq. The U.S. won't even deliver fighter planes to Iraq that have been paid for. The U.S. disarmed the Iraqi army many years ago and never really rearmed it. And currently, Nouri al-Maliki is going to have to turn to the Russians and to Iran for help, because the U.S. is actually helping this extremist Takfiri, too extreme for al-Qaeda, ISIL, establish this bogus caliphate, smear Islam, and smash the countries of the region into pieces. That's the real policy here.
Something you raised, I'd like to put that to Mr. Korb, and that's about, Mr. Korb, what's been seen as the contradictory policies of the United States. It's refusing to help the Iraqi government fight the ISIL. It's even didn't deliver the jets that the Iraq was calling for, and that led to a lot of tension. A lot of people are asking, while it is saying that it's against the extremists, for instance, in Syria and Iraq, it's sending funds now for Syria, and at the same time, for the Syrian fighters, that is the insurgents, it's sending funds, and at the same time, it's not helping Iraq fight the extremist ISIL Takfiris there.
Well, you're mixing up a couple of things here. The United States has sent, we have about 1,000 military people are over in Iraq right now. We're flying drones, that's providing intelligence to the Iraqi forces. But what the United States has said until you have a unity government there, you're not going to win this struggle. And so until you have a unity government, preferably without Maliki, who has abused the Sunnis and caused them to join ISIL, you're not going to be able to turn the tables there. Now, going back to, we never armed the extremists. What happened is a lot of Gulf countries provided aid to the people demanding that Assad open up the government when he used such horrible tactics against his own people, including barrel bombs. And they sent aid there. Unfortunately, the extremists came in and took some of that aid. But that day has passed, and nobody is providing that. And remember, Assad is getting arms from Russia, getting arms from Iran, and they're also getting help from Hezbollah. So basically, if you look at what the United States has provided to the people trying to take control of their own destiny in Syria, much less than foreign countries have provided to Assad.